There's a nonprofit just outside of Albany that believes in good old-fashioned hard work. People with behavioral issues are spending time on a ranch, laying irrigation lines, hauling hay, and working with the animals, and it's working. Veronica spent some time on the ranch.
Dave Berger and Athena Perry run Hand in Hand Ranch in Lebanon. They take in clients with some physical or mental disabilities, but some have just had something go wrong in their lives and need some guidance. The idea is to teach some life skills by making them part of a working farm.
We deal with them from just before they can walk on up until they're in their 80s, 90s. Wow. Some of the people that come here have lived their life. Now they need new skills on how to handle life in a retirement home, so the kids bring them out here to help with that. A lot of times it's 2 and 3 year old kids and then people in the middle. We do vocational training for young adults where they take on real projects, and then we do projects with the parents, whatever age. You can find people who have autism that have been helped here. You can find people with physical handicap or whatever. We deal with a broad spectrum. It isn't just one small specialty. This is family skills.
What a lot of the kids lack is, and the young adults, is a sense of purpose. And so they can get that by helping the younger kids and helping with projects. They're doing real things and they're making something good. They're doing something for others. Period. That's probably what's lacking in most people's lives. They're feeling a little adrift. They really need to be doing things for others and things that are appreciated by others.
Right. We'll see. Time the kids get through with this. It's going to be beautiful and shiny. All the bearings redone. They're going to have to put in new seals, and we cut those out of leather. They're going to understand these wheels. They go back to school. They can show things about what they did with their summer. Well, nobody else in their class is going to have done something like this. And then they can show photos of themselves with a horse they've trained. This starts making a difference.
And plus, once you conquer something immense, kind of makes you want to do it again.
Yes, it gets addictive. I'm seeing a dad that's helping with projects. He's from Seattle area, and he's coming down here for a few weeks with his son to teach his son to follow directions. His son wants to do everything his very own special way, and he has to learn to do what he's told to do instead.
What is it that you teach them then? I mean, how do you work with them?
We're trying to teach these kids what it's like to hold a job. 90% of any job is following directions. And so we teach the kids from the time they're able to function, follow directions, cheerfully. If a kid's entitled, he feels follow the directions is like an insult or a loss or something. Well, we try to teach him that the most valuable employee is the one who follows directions the best. So we're using the horses, the mules, the projects. And we teach these kids then know what good looks like and get her done.
So when they come here, they may be obstinate, determined to do things how they want, but when they leave, they can blend in any job.
That's the idea.
So do you ever get anybody that you think, I just can't help this person?
Yes. We get those kind of people. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be usually the adults, and they're going to be people that they don't think they need to change.
That's our KXL Everyday Hero, and you can learn more at KXL.com.